Hello, friends, and welcome to day number 128 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. It's so good to have you here with us again today, or maybe you're here for the first time. Either way, you are welcome here. Well, today the Bible in a Year reading plan prescribes the readings of Psalm 27 through 35 and Proverb number 4. By way of this podcast, I'll be reading Proverb number 4, but be sure to read the rest on your own. If you're in need of the Bible in a Year reading plan, don't forget to click the link that's in the show notes and you can get the reading plan on the page it brings you to. You could print it or download it, whatever you want to do. Well, friends, without further ado today, let's jump into God's Word together. Proverb 4. Listen, sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and know understanding, for I give you sound learning. Don't forsake my law, for I was a son to my father, tender and only a child in the sight of my mother. He taught me and said to me, "Let your heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Don't forget and don't deviate from the words of my mouth. Don't forsake her and she will preserve you. Love her and she will keep you. Wisdom is supreme. Get wisdom. Yes, though it costs all your possessions, get understanding. Esteem her, and she will exalt you. She will bring you to honor when you embrace her. She will give to your head a garland of grace. She will deliver a crown of splendor to you. Listen, my son, and receive my sayings. The years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in straight paths. When you go, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Don't let her go. Keep her, for she is your life. Don't enter into the path of the wicked. Don't walk in the way of evil men. Avoid it, and don't pass by it. Turn from it, and pass on. For they don't sleep unless they do evil. Their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the dawning light that shines more and more until the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They don't know what they stumble over. My son, attend to my words. Turn your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the center of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to their whole body. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it is the wellspring of life. Put away from yourself a perverse mouth. Put corrupt lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Make the path of your feet level. Let all of your ways be established. Don't turn to the right hand nor to the left. Remove your foot from evil." Gracious and eternal God, we give you thanks for the gift of this time together. We ask that you would sanctify it, set it apart, so that this time is holy unto you and unto us. We pray that you would send forth your Holy Spirit to illuminate these ancient words, that we might gain wisdom and understanding, and that we might walk according to your ways in the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as you know, many of these proverbs were written by King Solomon, who was the son and the successor to King David. Now, if you remember Solomon's kingdom, he had everything. He was the one who built the temple. He had so much gold, so much silver. He had the finest of lumber, many wives, all the food and drink he wanted. He had absolutely everything. But it turns out, especially if you read Ecclesiastes, that that was all considered vanity. It really doesn't amount to much. It leaves you still wanting more. And the only thing truly that could satisfy is God. And so here, King Solomon is inviting us to submit ourselves like children to God as our parents, to hear the wise words that God speaks over us, so that we might receive them, and that we might have understanding, and that we might know the proper way to walk in a way that glorifies God and not just ourselves. And Solomon says, when you do this, you will have long and prosperous life. You will have the abundant life that we often hear about in the New Testament by the mouth of God's Son, Jesus. We all want an abundant life, and we should all be chasing after not the riches of the world, but God first, and gaining God's understanding and wisdom, so that truly we might live a life that is pleasing to God, and also to live a life that is one of thriving rather than one of lack and despair. So friends, I hope that you would continue to soak yourselves in these Proverbs as we continue throughout the next several weeks, especially because the Proverbs offer practical wisdom for your life that can help you truly walk more and more in God's ways. So friends, I hope you have a very blessed rest of your day, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless.